This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. President Donald Trump has arrived in Britain at a time of remembrance and some political turmoil. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The president has arrived on the first leg of a trip that will include meeting the British Queen and commemorating the 75th anniversary of D-Day during a ceremony at the Normandy American Cemetery in France. But Trump arrives at a precarious moment in Britain. British Prime Minister Theresa May will step down days after Trump visits, and French President Emmanuel Macron is expecting to use the 75th anniversary of the World War II battle that turned the tide on the Western Front to call for strengthening the multinational ties the American president has frayed. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The so-called special relationship between the United States and Britain comes into focus with President Trump's state visit. He's a controversial figure there. A recent YouGov poll showed that 67% of the British public have a negative opinion of him. But more Britons are in favor of Trump's state visit than oppose it. A YouGov poll said that 46% thought the visit should go ahead, while 40% said it should be canceled. Despite these controversies, British officials maintain that the two countries' special relationship remains intact. As during Trump's 2018 visit, massive protests are planned in London on Tuesday. President Trump is demanding that Syria, Russia, and Iran stop, quote, bombing the hell out of Idlib province in Syria, unquote. Trump said in a late Sunday tweet that the bombings are indiscriminately killing many innocent civilians. In comments Sunday, he noted his call last year for Syria and its allies to avoid an all-out offensive in Idlib due to humanitarian concerns. This is VOA News. An Israeli strike on a Syrian airbase killed one soldier, wounded two others, and destroyed an arms depot, Syrian state media reported. The attack on the T-4 airbase in central Homs province came hours after Israeli airstrikes on the Golan Heights in southern Syria. Israel did not comment on the attack on the airbase, but said its strikes in Golan were a response to Saturday night rocket fire into Israel from Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the Israeli strikes on the Golan Heights killed 10, including Syrian forces and foreign fighters. At least 9 people have been killed and several injured as the government troops attempt to disperse a sit-in protest in central Khartoum, Sudanese medical sources and an opposition doctors' committee said. Explosions and heavy machine gun fire were heard on Monday as Sudanese security forces moved on the site of the protest outside the defense ministry. The Reuters news agency is quoting a Sky News Arabia TV report that a Sudanese military council spokesman said the raid targeted criminal elements near the protest site, but the protesters are safe. The U.S. Embassy in Khartoum tweeted that the attacks on protesters must stop. The protesters are demanding the military hand over power to civilians. The Trump administration remains focused on Iran and says it is ready for a dialogue with the country's leadership. VOA's Michael Bowman reports from Washington, where, ahead of last week's congressional recess, U.S. lawmakers were briefed on heightened dangers Iran allegedly poses across the Middle East.
After weeks of saber-rattling towards Tehran and warnings about possible imminent threats, the Trump administration is suggesting dialogue.
We're prepared to engage in a conversation with no preconditions. We're ready to sit down with them. But the American effort to fundamentally reverse the malign activity of this Islamic Republic, this revolutionary force, is going to continue.
Pompeo spoke during a visit to Switzerland, which has represented U.S. interests in Iran and could serve as an intermediary between the two estranged governments. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. and Mexican teams launched talks in Washington this week to discuss immigration and President Trump's latest tariff threat. President Trump says he is really okay proceeding with his threat to impose tariffs on Mexican goods unless Mexico does more to cut the number of Central American migrants reaching the border. I'm Faith Lapidus. This is VOA News.